Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Hearers and doers of the Word. A meditation for Saturday of the 27th week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. While Jesus was speaking, a woman from the crowd called out and said to him, "Blessed is the womb that carried you, and the breasts at which you nursed." He replied, "Rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it." Opening prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, open my ears so that I hear your word. Open my mind so that I understand it. Bless my lips so that I speak it to others. Strengthen my heart to do your will. Encountering Christ. 1. The Blessed Handmaid. The woman from the crowd proclaimed almost the identical message that Elizabeth did at the visitation, found earlier in Luke's Gospel. "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Mary responded to this with humility and obedience. "For he has looked upon his handmaid's lowliness. Behold, from now on, will all ages call me blessed." Mary is called blessed, but only because she is lowly and humble. She is the Lord's handmaid. A handmaid always kept her eyes on the hands of those whom she served. She was watching for directions given by subtle hand signals. A handmaid of the Lord is one who does the will of God, submitting completely to him. How do we imitate Mary's virtues of humility and obedience? 2. Hearing God's Word. Blessings come to those who first hear God's Word, then do His will. The Word is how we access and understand His will. God's Word comes to us in a variety of ways. In the sacraments, especially the Mass, we hear Scripture passages and prayers that are taken directly from Scripture. We also hear the priest's homily, which can help God's word come alive and allow us to consider how to apply it to our lives. We can hear God's word when we read scripture privately and in prayer as well. God's word can also come to us through the words of other godly people. In all of these ways, we can hear and recognize God's voice. What is God saying to me today? 3. Doing God's will. St. James wrote, "Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. The one who peers into the perfect law of freedom and perseveres, and is not a hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, such a one shall be blessed in what he does." Our faith must be living and active, for faith of itself, if it does not have works, is dead. One can pray, receive the sacraments, read Scripture, and truly believe the Word of God. But if it stops there, one's faith will not be fruitful. Fruitfulness is deeply connected to doing God's will. Conversing with Christ. Jesus, how beautiful is your Word, and how wonderful is your will. I am sorry for the times when my ears have been closed to your Word, or my heart has been closed to doing your will. Thank you for always calling me to love and serve you more fruitfully. Please give me the grace I need to hear and respond to your word. Especially give me the virtues of faith, wisdom, conviction, humility, and obedience. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will listen for your voice in all of the ways it comes to me. I will respond by doing whatever you ask of me.
Visit our website at regnumchristi.com.